Well, it's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning. The Wallabies are chasing Kalyn Ponga, and to talk a little bit about that and all Super Rugby and everything about rugby union in this country, Matty Burke joins us on the line. Morning, Burkey.
Good morning, boys. And I'll tell you what, and why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just throw a shot across the bow that, you know, from a kid who played rugby at a junior level and played very well, you know, why wouldn't you just ask the question? So, you know, whether or not it comes to fruition or not, Checker's just sort of, you know, maybe just thrown something across there and, for him to think about anyhow. But, you know, I think it's a good call. I only saw that this morning. I didn't know about it as well. I saw it this morning and thought, wow, okay, there you go. They've, you know, at least they're trying to recruit, you know, people at the highest level.
Yeah, he's got Kiwi parents. I think he lived there. He was Port Hedland, wasn't it, over in WA. He could play for about 4,000 different people, Kalyn. He's got it all covered. Right. Then he went back to New Zealand, then he came back here.
Exactly right. And then if you remember, it was early in the year when he was sort of negotiating about his rugby league contract, I think it was, and he was saying, you know, I'd love to one day play for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether or not he would wear the green and gold in the end of it, or it would be a move to New Zealand, sort of like a Benji Marshall did sort of, you know, years ago, trying to wear that, you know, the All Blacks jersey. But, yeah, I saw it this morning. I thought, yeah, hey, yeah, not bad. At least it's creating some waves, and at least it's at least getting rugby on the back page. Anyhow, for a minute, for a late, that's for sure.
What would be his position in union?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
He could play fullback. He could play fullback. He could play 10, perhaps. You know, like, I mean, it's a different position, different running game from a 6 or a 7 in rugby league to a 9 or a 10 in rugby union. So, you know, if you went out the back there and you could use his skill, he could maybe even throw him at 13, you know, like he's got that ability to make a break and step and run. So give him a bit of space. So, I mean, he would find a spot, no doubt about it. You know, they just got to get that signature first if that's the case. So will it come to fruition? I probably don't think so, but at least they're making noise.
Yeah, you'd have to make the phone call just to make sure you didn't miss out, just in case.
Yeah,
I don't blame Michael Checker at all for that. That story by Dean Ritchie in the Telegraph for this morning. Mate, the Brumbies, they've won their last 5. They've won 6 of their last 7. They're finishing on top of the Aussie Conference, but they really need to finish top 4, don't they?
Yeah, exactly right. And they've got a couple of changes as well. They take on the Reds, so that's going to be a nice little finish to the year. They are at home, which means they've got that advantage of sort of, you know, playing in Loz. You know how fresh it gets down in Canberra. It will be a little bit fresh at the moment. But, you know, you're looking at these guys wanting to finish well. You know, I watched that game last week against the Waratahs, and you talk about being clinical. Their line out, their forward pack is just outstanding at the moment. And there's been plenty of noise about when Checker picks his Aussie team, that the majority of those guys, I think, will have to come out of that Brumbies pack. The way they're controlling the line-out, the way they're controlling the rolling ball and scoring tries. And I know there's always the argument that it doesn't look great and it's not a great advertisement. But if you're winning games, if you've got W beside your name, you're going to semi-finals time, you know, I'd take that every day of the week. Mm. So, you know, these guys, you're right, they want to finish well. They want to finish on top there and finish on top of the conference. Like the Crusaders, like the Jaguares for the South African conference and the Kiwis. So, yeah, all important to finish well.
Talking about Wallabies selection then, say the Brumbies happen to go through deep into the finals, play in the finals, win it or not win it.
Yeah.
Where do the Wallaby selectors go? Do they look at some of these no-name Brumbies players at the expense of some of the more higher-profile players?
I think you have to, Lyce. I think you'd have to. And when you look at the team on the weekend, for example, you know, you got Tom Banks at the back there who's playing great football at 15. Obviously, no Folau anymore, so he's putting his hand up. Simone at 12 is playing brilliant football at the moment. Christian Leilifano is captain of the Brumbies and playing absolutely brilliantly. And I've written down in my notes here, you know, that 10 role, you know, Cooper, you know, it's obviously a big one for the Rebels. They've got to win against the Chiefs to be able to go through and play first time semi-finals. But, you know, you're looking at selection as well. Does he get a start? He's been great this year. You know, he's got that ability to create something out of nothing. But he comes up against Foley, Leilifano, even Matt Tumua, you know, in that reckoning there. So does he fit into the picture? So they've got some difficult questions to to answer the selectors. But, you know, Sam Carter, Rory Arnold, Alan Alatoa, Falau Fanga has scored 11 tries this year at hooker for the Brumbies. So, you know, you wouldn't go too far than to look past these guys and say, hey, we can select these guys.
All right. So you've got the Brumbies winning against the Reds, $1.30 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think they should knock that off at the end. They've got, as I said, they've got a couple of changes, but you know, for them, it's about finishing the year really well and finishing on a high. The other part is obviously, you know, the Reds had that 1-point win last week up in Queensland. They Samir Karevi, incredibly emotional. He's out now as well, so he reckons, you know, he's off to Japan as well.
Japan rugby, yeah.
That's right. We saw Scott Johnson come out and say the offer was good. He's the director of rugby, saying, you know, we did the best we can, but there were circumstances, you know, surrounding it. But he's only 25. He'll be back for, he'll do 2 years over there, collect a bit of cash along the way there and come back and play for Australia, you know, next World Cup. So it's a difficult scenario when you're putting your hand in your pocket, trying against these French teams and these Japanese teams who have just got so much coin. And, you know, the limited lifespan of what is a rugby player or a professional sportsman, you've got to sometimes say, hey, look, I can't knock this back. So, yeah, you know, club versus country and dollar versus country is the argument again.
Another disappointing year by the Waratahs, and they have their last game this weekend against the Highlanders. Waratahs $9 outsiders, $1.06 the Highlanders.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be going against your employees there, Loz. I think they've got the money over there. They've you know, it comes down to this rotation policy as well. They've lost it. You know, they dropped a couple of games throughout the year. Well, that perhaps were winnable as well, and they left themselves in that situation where that was all or nothing for those last couple of games. They lost last week against the Brumbies, a good outfit at Parramatta there. So they've had to rest players now from this rotation policy, and that's obviously going to affect them. You know, a lot of their big players, big name players, have to sit out there. They're not even going down there. And again, this is the argument now. Of, you know, these guys are tired. They're not going to play for probably, you know, 5 or 6 weeks now. You know, they probably won't go back and play club footy because they're too important in the big picture, if that's the word. But, you know, it comes down to then, as you said before, if the Brumbies go through, you know, those guys that perhaps haven't been performing as well as they could be, do you choose those guys over a player that's excelling and going right through to deep into the final? So, again, headaches and, you know, this rotation policy, it might come back and bite us as well, because I think our players need to be hardened, if that's the word, you know, rather than being perhaps rested and sat on the sideline, mollycoddled, if you want to call it that word.
All right. So you're tipping all the home sides to be winning the Super Rugby. And just quickly, mate, the Wallabies attack coach?
Yeah, I'm looking at that one there, and if they're saying they're going to make a call very soon. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, because they haven't done it, is it going to come out of Super Rugby? I'm thinking Sean Byrne, you know, down in Melbourne. He's a Ramic boy anyhow, so he knows Checker obviously well.
Yeah.
Rebels have played some good footy this year. I mean, we're talking about attack play as well, so it's not just backline. It's sort of everyone involved there. And I do like the way they've done their structure down there. So Sean Byrne, maybe. That could be an interesting call. Certainly a left field call if that's the case. But need to get a rig along. It's only been 100 days to the World Cup now, so they start to need to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're first up against Fiji. That's our first assignment at the World Cup. Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.